Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, here as always, my man, Intern Josh.
If I could, I'd live in a treehouse.
Woo, baby! Man, we got a very special guest with us here today. He is an artist, singer, and producer that you go by the name Imad Royal.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
All hail Imad Royal.
We're so happy to have you here. We're going to get weird with some beverages today. We're going to learn all about you and all about the beverages that you drink.
Yes.
Jojo, do we have any business that we need to take care of before we dive in?
Yes.
A little business, sure. Yeah, keep those voicemails coming. We liked hearing from you guys with your questions and, of course, your momentous occasions. You can call us at...
Hey, wait, whoa. Don't be encouraging the momentous occasions. I thought that
last week's podcast about the marriage was
very sweet, but keep the beverage questions coming on the voicemail.
Keep those beverage questions coming.
What's that number?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It's 909-359-BEVS.
Bevs.
Yeah. You want to hit us up on the social media if you want to get on that Snapchat? Imad, are you on the Snapchat?
I am on the Snapchat, but I'm now that Instagram has the stories, I'm just strictly an Instagram boy.
See, okay. I can feel that. I really, every time I look at those Instagram stories, I still have not clicked on a single one because I'm just not interested.
That's real.
But I do feel like Snapchat's window is closing. I feel like Instagram is really going to...
I don't think so, because I think the kids know what's up with Snapchat.
Kids
get older.
Studies are showing. I don't know if this is a real thing.
That's certainly not relevant to the podcast.
I could have made up my study just now, but I'm pretty sure that Snapchat is like beating Instagram like 3-1 as far as like users.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen,
most kids like Snapchat.
We usually stop everybody from talking from anything besides beverages,
yeah,
except for Snapchat, literally.
I love that.
That's probably true. Yeah.
It really is true.
Well, you can follow us on all social media at TBashPod.
Now, Imad, I'm really excited. I'm going to play, we've never done this before, but I'm going to play a tiny little clip of one of Imad's songs right now. Because I think it's going to set the tone, because hopefully, we're hoping that you will be open to stuff on this show. Do you know what I mean?
Always.
That you'll go along for the ride. And let me just see if this feels right to us.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Are you down for whatever?
That's literally my attitude about everything.
That's great, because we're getting into some weird sex shit on here. I'm super glad.
That's a different podcast, but we should start plugging that podcast, because we're going to drop that in 2017.
You guys should just merge the two, beverages and weird sex stuff.
Totally.
I have to be a guest star on that.
Oh, it could just be called Snifter.
Should we just end this show right now? I hope you enjoyed episode 96 with Imad Royal.
Yes, episode 97 will be Snifter.
All right, should we close it out with a track from Imad?
Okay, let's get into it. Is there any other business that you want to talk about, Jojo, before we get into this?
I'm feeling pretty good. We brought up the question last week about how decals get on cans. Like, what is that? What's happening? Is it tape? Is it paint? What's up with that?
Yeah.
And people sent us... We got a couple of listeners who sent us the same video from the great how it gets made on Discovery Channel.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And they covered this topic thoroughly.
Cover the design, the colors and stuff? Is it a decal?
It's paint.
Motherfucker, my wife was right.
It's paint and varnish. There's a thin varnish that goes on the can.
What's the seal then? Is that from the can? The seam that you're talking about. Like, I even see it on this can right here.
I don't know. I think it's just the end of the paint. It's almost like screen printing, right? Like, it's you should watch the video.
I'm going to watch the video. Great. My wife is going to lose her mind.
It's
my wife asked us, like, fantastic. How do they paint these cans? And then we're like, do they paint the cans? I don't know.
Sounds like they paint the cans.
It does. Right. It sounds like they're painting them cans.
Well, let's do this. Let's get going here. All right, Imad, this is how we start every show. It's called the beverage profile. So basically, we want to know what time you wake up in the morning. What's the first beverage that hits your lips? And then you're going to take us through the rest of your day, what you're drinking.
As far as beverages go?
Yeah, and we're going to help you through it. We'll kind of guide you along. What time are you waking up?
I'm waking up around like 10.
Oh, Jesus. Get the fuck like out of here.
10:30.
10? 10:30. You know what that means? 10:30, 11.
10:30, 11, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's actually
sleeping. Yeah. You're sleeping through like first lunch at public schools, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Kids have eaten lunch already, and you're just rolling out of bed. I like that.
That's brutal. The realness.
Okay, so what's happening right when you wake up? When's the first beverage encounter?
The first beverage encounter, if it's not water, that's like just buy on my nightstand.
No, well, that's a crucial element. I know about the water on your
nightstand. Okay, so I'm a big water guy.
Go on.
A big water guy. Mm. Like, I like all types of waters. Like, I can taste a difference in water. Mm-hmm. Like, I am one of those guys. Like, I like well water. I like the reverse osmosis water.
Mm-hmm.
Water. Yeah, alkaline water. Like,
smart.
The smart water. Well, Fiji water is really the smart water. Sorry, smart water. Bam, bam, bam.
Wow.
I gotta be on that.
Yeah, get him. I just sneak.
Say sorry, smart water again.
Sorry, smart water. I just sneaked this smart water. I feel bad. I drank that shit for so long. Mm. Big water guy. But besides water, I am huge into tea. I'm a big tea guy. My favorite beverage of all time is Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an Arnold Palmer guy.
Interesting tossing that into the tea conversation. I would almost think of it as like more part of the larger soft drink or soda topic, because I think about just getting it at lunch. But of course,
you weren't thinking iced tea. You weren't even thinking iced teas. You heard him say tea and you were just thinking hot teas.
I love hot teas. Hot teas are awesome. I drink those. I'm like Arab. Like, we drink so much tea. Like, that's like what we drink or whatever. But I'm Arnold Palmer. Like, I'm passionate about Arnold Palmer's. Mm-hmm. I order them everywhere I go because most restaurants, they brew their tea a certain way and they brew their lemonade a certain way. So that combination is going to be a unique experience. It's not even I'm looking for the perfect combo as much as I like that it's a unique Arnold Palmer experience every time.
You're truly just an appreciator.
Yeah, I am. I love it. To the point where it's just like, I'm so obsessed with Arnold Palmer's now that I'm low-key thinking about like starting to like brew my own types of teas and mixing them with my own lemonades and seeing like what kind of combos
I can
come up with.
He really might be the perfect guest for our pilot episode of the Sex Podcast, because he really does sound like he's down for whatever.
Down for whatever.
Down for whatever.
All right, well, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
A little of that.
So let's go back to the beginning of the day.
Now you see how passionate I am about Arnold Palmer.
It's great, because I have a feeling in Arnold Palmer might show up in your beverage profile.
Yeah.
So we can get back to him.
So usually my day is water.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of vessel is the water in on your nightstand?
It's usually a Fiji bottle. Usually Fiji water.
Oh, okay. What size?
Yeah.
The biggest one, like 1.5 liter that you can get at 7-Eleven.
All right. Okay. So then the other question is the fresh one every morning, or are you reusing that bottle?
It's left over from the night before. I'll probably reuse the bottle. I'll fill it up with, we have a reverse osmosis filter at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So like sometimes if I'm like super lazy and like our cups are like dirty, like I'll just refill my Fiji bottle.
Amon, how old are you?
I am 24.
Okay, you're 24. And the other people you live with, what are their ages?
We're like all similar ranges. Like I'm like the oldest, but like everyone's like only a few months apart.
Something feels a little weird here that these guys
have a reverse
osmosis
filter.
Who was like leading point on that, or was it
honestly
just in the house?
It came with the house.
Okay.
But that was a super selling point, because I normally would have just been compulsively drinking Fiji and smart water, but now that we had that thing, I was like, that's what it is.
I am Fiji,
literally.
Yeah. Sorry, you're just resealing those bottles, melting them with a lighter.
Yeah, just starting my new, exactly. It's fire. We're out here recycling.
That's good.
Okay, so. So after water,
yeah.
My favorite like little spot to go to now, it's like really close to my house.
Wait, back it up. So you said you start that Fiji at night. How much are you pounding in the morning?
A good like, let's like, definitely like a mini bottle size. So was like 0.25 milliliters or something like that. Like,
I don't know. You tell us. You're the Fiji guy.
A big size is 1.5. Right?
All right. Two liters. Wine bottles full, sure.
So I'm drinking maybe like a fifth of that or something.
Okay.
Just to kind of jumpstart.
Wet the whistle. Yeah.
Yeah, wet the whistle, get the mouth like situated because you're all dried out or whatever. Yeah.
250 to 500 mils.
Yeah, we're somewhere in that range. We're out here. You know what I'm saying? We're counting milliliters right now. But recently, at least for the last 3 months, I've been going to this place called Groundwork.
Oh yeah, we're familiar.
And it's been Beverage Central over there.
It's a coffee roaster for people who are not from Los Angeles. Los Angeles-based coffee roaster and coffee shop.
When I was drinking regular coffee, my favorite just regular coffee was Groundwork Coffee.
Love it. Like, I'm all over that place. But they have.
So what time are you rolling in there usually?
Probably like around lunchtime. Like maybe like 12.
They're just flipping that closed sign around. One last customer.
No, they stay open really late because I'm going to give you the full day because I will do two groundworks a day.
Well, let's save that second one.
First groundwork is around noon.
Okay.
I'll probably grab a sandwich too or some shit, but I have really been into their iced teas.
They have
a very extensive tea selection.
And even their iced teas? They have varieties?
Well, so they take all their teas and they'll just ice it. So they have like a huge...
How does that work?
They have this little thing, like a container where you brew the tea all hot, right? But then you get this cup and you fill it all with ice and you set the container on top of it and the tea just sits, like just goes down from under it.
It's melting the ice as it goes.
And then you add more ice on top of it and then you like chill for like a minute and then it's the iced tea.
I like that.
Okay, so what's your go-to flavor?
Go-to flavor has been Moroccan mint.
Oh.
It's like a green tea.
Yeah.
That's good. So it's still got a little bit of bite to it. It's got a little caffeine in it.
I like all types of teas, but the Moroccan mint's got like, definitely got a little kick to it.
Now, when you're in there, how do you order that?
I tell them I want the largest iced Moroccan mint tea.
So you just say, I want an iced Moroccan
mint tea.
Got it. Because I wonder if you're like, I'll have a Moroccan mint tea if they're like hot or cold.
Right. No, I tell them it's ice for sure. I specify. I've been really, really into iced teas lately, more than the hot teas.
Hey, it's summertime, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm into the hot teas, but like, I've been opting for iced drinks for everything, including coffee. Like, I'm never, like, I got a lactose problem, but so I get like all my coffees with like almond milk. Let's go. Lactose problem. Yeah, shout out to all my lactose problem people. Let's go. So almond milk. Almond milk is fire. Okay. So I'm either having an iced Moroccan mint tea or an iced chai latte, but with almond milk.
Okay.
Or hemp milk. They're kind of interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. And they have both at ground. Both.
Yeah, groundwork is the spot.
So it's just like whatever mood you're in, hemp milk or almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
What decides that?
Lately it's been more almond milk. It's more about the texture, really. I find that almond milk kind of still has more of a taste than hemp milk does, but then hemp milk mixes weird. It's kind of clunky sometimes, but almond milk is like kind of goopier and like mixes like really nice. So I've been opting for the almond. Yeah, it's creamier. Exactly. Mm. So I'm opting for the almond milk.
That makes sense.
Over
like
the hemp
that.
Milk.
Like yeah. All right. So then what? You're walking back to the studio.
Then I'm in studio grind. Okay. And at that point, I'm drinking a lot of water, mostly Fiji or out of our reverse osmosis thing. I don't drink sodas that much anymore. I like cut out the Red Bulls and stuff like that. I was really big into yerba mates for a while.
Yeah. What stopped that?
They discontinued them at 7-Eleven, so I literally just couldn't buy them anymore. But then I found,
unbelievable,
fucked my shit up. But then like someone sent me an article being like, "Yo, like this shit is actually like really, really, really fucked up for you." Like they said that like Red Bull was fucked up for you, but this stuff is like even like worse.
Really?
They're like if you drink this on a consistent basis, you're like you got like 6 months to live type shit. Like it's like that
people
bad.
People in Argentina are fucked.
Right.
So I'm gonna say that right
at
now.
Least the canned versions or something, because there's like 140 milligrams of caffeine in them or something. But that's like not even that crazy, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to. Well, that might be relevant in a little bit. Huh.
So I've been a good dude. I've been really on my water grind. It's water and tea all day. And when I'm going, and then, okay, so groundwork at noon.
Yeah.
I'll get my tea. It's been tea lately. Then go home, crush a bunch of water. And then around dinner time, if I'm going out to eat for dinner, I'm getting Arnold Palmer 100%.
Yeah.
Every single time.
And do you find that like an Arnold Palmer is available 90% of the restaurants you go to? Is it everywhere?
It's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere I've gone. I feel like it's like become more popular even maybe. I started crushing him because the Arizona had their first Arnold Palmer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that was like my thing. Like when I was like a little stoner boy, like in Montgomery County, Maryland, you like ran into the 7-Eleven, you got the tall
99 cent
can of Arizona and you hung out. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, absolutely.
That was my jam. And they introduced the pink lemonade version.
Oh, yeah.
With the sweet tea. And I loved that version too. And then I was like, yo, I think I just love the combo of lemonade and tea.
Yeah, because it takes the edge off that lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
But and then still it
makes the tea like less, you know, bland, mm-hmm. you know? Because like tea is kind of, I don't get it sweetened. I leave my tea unsweetened because I'm deep into the tea game now. I like to like taste my teas.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
So who's had the worst Arnold Palmer you've ever had? Who just couldn't get it right?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
There's got to be one that sticks out as like, honestly, why is there a maraschino cherry in there?
Yeah, okay. Like the other day, like I went to this place called Hugo's. It was kind of like this vegan joint. And yeah.
Hugo's?
It was, oh man.
Was it a taco place or
no? It's like, I think it's in West Hollywood. It's like okay, kind
it's
of
not
like
the Hugo's same, we're like thinking
it
of.
It is the same owners.
There it is.
It is a sort of health food restaurant,
yeah,
that you can get meat at, but they have a lot of vegetarian and vegan options.
Yes.
And it's like a sit down breakfast, lunch, dinner type place.
Nailed it.
But then now they have a couple of taco stands as well, so pretty like,
and probably
Mexican
the worst
food.
Arnold Palmer
and
in
the worst Arnold
LA.
Palmer.
Yes. So I will, it's
disgrace
hard
to the man himself.
It just wasn't an Arnold Palmer, like it tasted like vanilla ice cream or some shit.
Disgusting.
I was
that
like,
is the last thing you'd want when you order an Arnold Palmer.
It's
and
just like,
I love vanilla ice cream.
That's like, that's so funny because that's the exact conversation I had with my girlfriend. I was like, yo, like, I'm not mad that this tastes like vanilla or whatever, but it's just like, I don't want vanilla right now. Yeah. I want just like lemonade and tea.
Yeah.
And it just, whatever tea they brewed and whatever lemonade they used just made their version of an Arnold Palmer, but it was like kind of whack.
All right, Hugo's, you're on blast.
Sorry, Hugo's. Listen. But your rice bowl was kind of lit. Like,
okay.
Yeah, and cool. We fuck with Hugo's, their taco place, all the time. I'm a big fan.
Mm.
If there's a... And you know what? That actually reminds me. I remember, like, as a kid, we used to have a TV in the basement. So we'd go down there, watch cartoons sometimes. So, like, sometimes I'd be eating breakfast in the dark. And I remember one time, like, reaching for my glass of what I thought was a glass of milk. And I took a swig of it. I was like, oh, this milk is fucking rancid. This is disgusting. And it turned out it was just orange juice. It was delicious orange juice in there.
Right.
Once I knew that, I was like, oh, this tastes great.
Isn't that crazy how that works?
Yeah. So, like, if you're expecting vanilla milkshake, you're on board.
Excuse me if I've told this before, but my good buddy Graham, who's blind, we used to be in a band together. Pre-show one time, he was walking back from the kitchen, and he grabbed a beer and sat down, popped open that beer and spit it out, and was like, "What the fuck?" It was a Mountain Dew.
Oh.
And imagine if you were thinking you were gonna have a beer and Mountain
just
Dew,
like liquid sugar, and
it'd be like the gnarliest
malt
liquor you've ever had.
Man, oh no, that sounds terrible. Yeah. That sounds literally horrible. I've actually had that experience with water. As much as I love water, like the experience of thinking about to like drink a soda, but then you drink water, you immediately go to like, this is the flattest soda I've ever had.
Yeah.
Before you go to, I'm drinking water.
Oh, great. Right? I'm hydrated. Yeah. I'm happy about that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So after your Arnold Palmer,
yes.
What's happening for the rest of the night?
More water. I try to stay as hydrated as possible. Lately, I'm not gonna front. I've not been as on top of it as I should. Cause like, you know, when you're in music mode, you kind of get lost track of time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But I've definitely been banging out two groundwork sessions a day. So it's been one at noon and one around 8 or 9.
Okay.
I'll go back in there and based on what my day is like, if I'm like, yo, it's like 8, 9, but I still know I have another 4 hours I need to put in. Then I'm getting like a coffee situation. Like I'll get like an iced mocha. I'm not getting tea.
An iced mocha.
Yeah.
Mocha
with almond milk. It's just the way they make it's like an iced mocha anywhere else is an iced mocha, but for some reason when they make it, it feels like it was made with love and it tastes delicious.
Now let's talk about Groundworks for a minute. This sounds like you're going to a single establishment.
Yes.
Multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. What's your rapport with these people?
Yes. I literally dap them up and they know me by my first name.
That's
like,
great.
And I have a reward system there. Like I get points and stuff. So
I thought the rewards was for the employees. Like
me
and
too.
I reward them when they're worthy of a reward.
With money.
with lots and lots of money. No,
the worst. You have the reverse hookup that you have to pay them. You come in here a lot. You should probably be paying us more than
like,
you are.
I'm like, I'm with it. Let's go. You guys are killing it. But they have this little point system, and I'm racking up points. I'm getting like free drinks all the time and stuff now when I go in.
Gotcha. So and there's like probably some employees that you're really excited to see. Some that mm-hmm. you're like, I don't know.
I'm not gonna front. I feel so bad. There's one homie, like I don't know his name, but like he knows mine, and we dap up every time. Like he is the most friendly face there.
What's dapping up?
Dapping is like, you know, like dap and pound.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
So you're literally touching skin to skin with your beverage maker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and we're shooting the shit, too. Okay. We're just like, yo, what's good? What are you listening to? Like, how's life? He'll, like, ask about my homie. Like, me and my homie Blaze usually roll up together.
Right.
But, like, if I'm not there with Blaze, he'll be like, yo, like, where's Blaze? Like, he, like, knows us.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
God, I hope he doesn't have this like, podcast because you don't know his name.
Yeah, I feel so bad. I'm probably gonna go to groundwork later today, and I'm gonna have to like really try and finagle.
I think you put Blaze on this case.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Or no, you know what you do? This is what you do. You ask one of the other employees when this guy's not working.
Ooh, right. Yeah. Oh. Who's the guy with the beard?
Yeah, no, because he's very distinct. Well,
let's not describe him. I just don't want to put him on.
Yeah, like, he's got a super distinct look, so I'll be able to be like, yo, that guy, the guy with the thing. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's Billy. You know, I'm like, fuck, I knew it was Billy. Yeah. Like, let's go.
That's what I thought.
Why are you asking? Like, no reason. I'm going to fucking kill him. No reason.
Yeah. Where does he live again?
It's like,
right. Last four of the. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
5, 3, 4, 2. Got it. Yeah.
What are his deepest, darkest fears? Okay.
Perfect.
All right, but so you're tight with groundwork. That's I love. Yeah.
Is he a light sleeper? Sorry. What's do you tip these people? You're friends now.
I tip them for sure. I tip them.
What's your tipping situation?
With coffee, it's like it's weird. I'm a very good tipper, but there's some situations where I don't know. Like,
if it's excessive
or if it's not. So with coffee, for some reason, I kind of put it in like the middle where I'm like, you kind of just took my order and like that's about it. Like,
right.
So like I'm gonna give you like 15% maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, like
I think of it like
you
this.
Do
it,
a percentage. That's, if it's like an iced coffee where they're literally just like they don't have to do shit except pour it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not even tipping for that.
Yeah, I was gonna say there have been times where I've been just like, I don't feel like tipping today. But now that I've kind of gotten closer to them and I'm like, all right, well, like 15% on like $6 is like $1.50 or some shit.
Yeah.
So like, that's fine. Like, we'll do that. You know what I mean?
It's interesting that you're thinking percentages because I, for some reason with beverages, I just think in dollars.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. You know what I mean? They have like an automated screen, you know, everything's like all like, so they literally give you the option to be like 10%, 15%, 20%. It's not like a jar that's just like, hey, like help us. You know what I mean? So it's just like one of those things where I'm like, I have an option, so like I'm just gonna pick the middle one because that feels like we're somewhere in between.
Yeah, they can't judge you for that. They're, it's not like you push the low options. Not like
they're like, all right, cool. I made this man an iced coffee. He was very chill about it, like, and he gave me like $1.50. So that's sweet.
All right,
I feel like that's I can sleep at night. You know what I mean?
So then after that coffee, I'm assuming it's just water. Are there any other beverages that sneak in?
It's water for the rest of the day. I also, I feel bad now. I'm super in with coconuts too. Like I love fresh coconut.
The restaurant?
No, like fresh coconuts. I felt bad. Me and coconut, we have like a bond, and I feel like I just slept on our bond because like Arnold Palmer just dominated the conversation.
Show her your shine.
Like Arnold Palmer is like my wife, and like coconut's kind of like my side chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, but not that I have a side chick in real life. Don't be mad at me. Current girlfriend, sorry. Okay,
you might have notice how you said current girlfriend.
Yeah,
and because there's a few of them listening.
Yeah. Oh my god. No, it's not even like that. Actually, I've been with this girl for a really long time. I've known her for a very long time, so she'll laugh at this. But
you better hope.
But yeah, we're all about. I mean, her and I specifically are all about our coconut water.
Okay,
like, but the fresh one, not
you want
like
the young
not,
coconut. Yeah.
Yes, not the Vita Coco. Like, oh, we'll like see those like Coco Fresco stands. You know what I'm saying? They chop up the fruits. Yeah. Like every time her and I see one driving, we're like pull over, like we're getting a coconut.
Love it.
So
you guys splitting one, getting two straws, or you just getting your own?
We're each getting our own. We're both into it. Like we'll drink it and like eat part of it.
I like that.
Yeah. You eat a little bit of the, what do you call it? The meat the inside?
Yeah.
You got a machete you keep in the car to hack into that thing? How are you getting in?
Honestly, like, if I could do it at home, I would, but it's such a pain in the ass. And, like, the Coco Fresco stands just have them, like, ready to go. The dude literally just cuts off the top real quick and just sticks a straw in. It's already,
so
like, pre-peeled and iced, and it's just cold and refreshing and delicious.
Ooh. When you get those, are you eating the meat from the inside of it or the outside?
No, outside.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's literally like a hollowed, like right. They took out the hard
exterior.
Shell part. Yeah, right. And it's literally just the meat with the milk or with the water, I mean, inside.
How much are they usually charging for these?
They're actually not very cheap. They're like five per, but yeah. it's a healthy amount of water. Like,
and it's a whole fruit.
And it is a lot of water. Like, you're definitely getting perfectly like replenished and your thirst is getting quenched, and then you can snack on it a little bit. And
let me ask you this. Is it pure coconut water? They're not like topping them off with real water, are they?
No, they like open it in
they
front
open
of
it
you.
In front of you.
Yeah, okay. They literally
that's
bring
the whole thing.
I mean,
like, you gotta open it in front of me
for sure. Like, how do I know?
You want to know? Coconut? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
No,
this tainted coconut water. What are
down.
They doing to it?
No,
that sounds
disgusting.
That sounds garbage.
All right, and then so you that Fiji bottles come into your nightstand.
Yeah, and that's it. So that's. It's a little all over the place. Mm-hmm. The coconut water is kind of like a wild card thing.
Sure.
It's not like a routine, but it's like if it's there, I'm getting it for sure.
It's funny though, it's that Fiji water though that you ultimately
it
take
is the
to
Fiji
bed every
water.
Night.
Yeah, it is the Fiji.
Regardless of
it's all reliable
and all those things. Wow.
Yeah.
And where are you picking those up? Do you get a stash or are you like popping into 7-Eleven every day?
I'm just popping into 7-Eleven every day. It's probably ignorant of me. I should probably just get a stash of them.
Costco it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I probably should.
And you ever making tea at home? Or you just like to try it out where they've got it already?
I was for a while. I have like a boiler and everything, and like my mom knows how much I like tea, and she like sent me this crazy like tea care package that had like every flavor known to fucking man. Like different varieties of green tea, different varieties of black tea, different varieties of like white tea and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was brewing those for a while and drinking them up. But I don't know. Like, I've been into the iced tea game a lot more, and it's way harder to make
good iced tea.
Yeah, good iced tea.
You can't really do
home.
Like the single brew.
Yeah, exactly. It's like not as easy. So like, I'm only drinking tea at home if like I like literally like feel like I need some sort of like throat comfort or just like am like not feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I'm really boiling hot tea at home.
You might want to try out. I'm a big fan of the toddy or all these like. Cold brew coffee home system thing. They're like $20 and it's usually just like a thing and you put grounds in it and water and you leave it overnight and like out on the counter and it makes you a concentrate that you mix with water. They all have instructions for tea as well, and I wonder if it would be
delicious,
worth it, if it's like worth the wait, you know, like with coffee it's a whole different thing, but I wonder if it is
like
equally so with tea, like a cold brew iced tea. Is it really
I get what you're saying.
Like it was having a moment for a second, but I wonder if people realize like I can't taste the difference, or is it actually worthwhile, and could you do it with tea bags? Would you have to go buy a bunch of like loose leaf tea? I don't know.
I get what you're saying. So you're saying you boil it, like I mean
don't
you
don't boil
you,
it
you like oh you don't boil it at all it's
no.
just like cold brew.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so certain teas are not activated by like cold water.
Well, apparently this will do the trick.
What?
That like you're just leaving it long enough. You're leaving it long enough
that
it
does
will
it?
Eventually do it. Yeah, I don't know if it would bring out all the flavors or what, but
That's like super worth looking into, because I would 100% want to do that. Because like I said earlier,
yeah,
your boy's trying to make some homemade Arnold Palmer's.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta give it a go.
So now I need to look. Thank you. That's great.
Hey.
It could be a journey to make the perfect Arnold Palmer.
That's literally like a secret like passion of mine. I'm like being so dead ass serious right now. Like
yeah.
You can ask like anyone around me, like I talk to them about like my Arnold Palmer dreams.
When you perfect like, you'll have to come back on the show.
Oh, you guys are now involved. Like
yes.
I'm gonna bring them. Like whenever I have my new Arnold Palmers, like we're gonna taste them together. You guys
have
can
a line
let me
of Arnold Palmers.
That's what I want to do. And guess what?
Andy will say it for you.
It's gonna be called. Are you ready for this? You ready for this?
You have a name for it?
Yes,
oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Ready? Royalty.
Oh,
Jesus.
Actually, my dad helped me come up with that too. Shout out, Pops.
You need to fucking lock that shit down right now.
Isn't that fucking cool?
It's perfect.
With T obviously spelled the right way.
It's
all
perfect.
One word.
Perfect.
Fucking all Arnold Palmers. But like, I'm going to like, I want to like mix different teas, because most of the Arnold Palmers are just black tea, lemonade.
Right.
Do it. I'm trying to do like jasmine Earl Grey shit with like limeade. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck would that taste like? Like
yeah.
That could be lit.
Love it.
I see this as like a whole, this is big. Yes. You need to get it into pop culture a little bit. Maybe you start like kind of dropping hints of it in some of your songs, sort of.
I'm art, like literally my artist project now is geared completely towards the fact that I just want to make Arnold Palmer's.
Royalty.com.
That's amazing.
Fuck, this dude sings about tea a lot.
Yeah, it's like
this mixtape is very tea heavy.
I name every song like after a certain tea.
Yeah,
like I'll make like
it could be Certain Tea would be the name of the album or your mixtape. Sounds like a mixtape.
Wow, Royalty.
Certainty.
Let's go, dude.
Jasmine, track one.
Jasmine's track one, and then like Hibiscus would be like track two or some shit. Then like Earl Grey's like track three.
You know, they all sound like people, which is great.
English Breakfast, maybe. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, we can really.
Have you hung out with English Breakfast lately?
Yeah, man.
He's on some crazy
shit. He's killing it.
Breakfast would be a great nickname for somebody.
Oh, that'd be really good. That's a solid.
Breakfast.
Yo.
It's my boy Breakfast.
Yo, what's popping Breakfast?
Well, you got a fucking solid profile, and your dreams of Arnold Palmer's is so close to our hearts. It's beautiful.
Dude, thank you guys. I'm really glad I had a place to share this. Actually.
Yeah, I hope this is the perfect place to share
this.
This
is literally, I've never had the opportunity to share my beverage love.
This might be a pivotal moment too. Like, this is maybe the first time you're like really saying it out loud.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
you're
gonna
manifest this like secret, this shit.
There you go.
Exactly.
Let's get into today's shootout because I'm pretty excited about this.
I'm stoked.
These are well warmed up by now.
Yeah, it'll be great. I've been on a big sparkling water kick, as all you listeners know, and I was in Whole Foods today and I saw something I've never really paid attention to, and that was sparkling water energy drinks. Now, this seems, I don't know, kind of up my alley. I was kind of perplexed when I saw them, but I saw a bunch that were lime flavored and I thought, let's go. Let's do this.
I like limes.
And here we are. It's like I'm already seeing more colors than I expected.
Yeah, this is going to be a bit of a problem. We see a couple clear ones and, I don't know, a kind of diluted pea-colored something. And then, what the hell is this?
A brown Betty right at the end.
All I know is
limes are green, bro. And that is brown.
Like, I wonder if that's if I was getting a lime drink and I poured it out into a cup and it was brown, I'd be like,
very
no.
sad.
Like, what are they thinking over there? And we don't even know who it is yet because this is a blind taste test. We'll find out though. But that seems like a misstep. Now, Josh, did I maybe not buy all lime drinks? I thought they were all lime drinks.
We got lime.
Let's see what we got.
We got lime.
We've got Runa Clean Energy Original Zero with a hint of lime.
Okay.
We got Highball Energy Lemon Lime Sparkling Energy Water.
Oh, lemon lime. Okay. And then we've got Guru Organic Sparkling Lime Energy Water. And then I threw in one trusty Perrier with lime just to see how that fared.
Perrier. So we'll see if we can spot the difference, taste the difference.
Now, do all these have zero calories, zero sugar?
They're all zero calories, zero sugar.
Okay.
And they are all packed full of caffeine. They have, except the Perrier, of course. So we're going to see if we can taste the buzz.
And taste the, yeah, exactly. How much caffeine are we talking here? And I want to, let me see how much caffeine is in a can of Coke.
Yeah, we got.
I know Red Bull is something like, never mind.
Something, certainly. That's
I remember
sure.
Red Bull being something. I think it was like 60 or something, because I remember Yerba Mate's being double your regular can of Red Bull.
Okay, this Runa is kind of the worst offender here. It's 120 milligrams of caffeine per can, but it's only an 8.4-ounce can.
Yeah, so that's a lot.
This Highball one is 160 milligrams, but it's a 16-ounce can. So double the...
Like, this is double the
can
Runa.
Can we do the math on 12 ounces on these? Is that possible?
Let's do it on 8, because that's the smallest one.
Okay, 8's great.
Whoa.
Okay, because then we have another one that's 12.
Holy shit.
Where is this? 100 milligrams of caffeine in this 12-er, so you'll have to multiply that times 0.67. And
this Runa is twice a Red Bull, but same size.
Fucking gnarly.
Wow.
Yes.
This is going to fuck me up.
Yep.
Yeah, we're about to get
this
like,
is a
super
lot
lit.
Of caffeine.
Yep. So Runa.
So okay, an 8-ounce brewed coffee is 100 to 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh,
okay. So this is going to be kind of like a cup of coffee. a, let me see, let's see, like a soda or a black tea, right? Mm-hmm. Is about 14 to 70 milligrams. Okay. Iced tea is 11 to 47 milligrams.
All right.
Okay.
It's like a pick, that's a tiny pick me up.
Hmm. Soda, Coca-Cola, about 30 milligrams.
Huh. Nothing. Child's play.
Yeah.
All right.
So this, these are serious.
Yeah, they are.
All right, let's get into these.
Dip it. I guess they should.
Are we going to save the brown for the end?
Brown town for the end.
Okay, let's start with this one.
Okie dokie.
Right here. All right. So, Ahmad, once we grab these,
okay,
let's set them down left to right, if that makes sense, just so you don't lose track.
So, because we'll come back to it. That's going to be like A.
Okay.
You know, B, C, D.
Got you.
This one smells like Sprite to me.
Are we drinking this right now?
Oh, yes, it smells like Sprite.
Take a smell, take a sip.
This definitely smells like Sprite.
Oh, it does not taste like Sprite.
Oh, God, no.
How does that pan out? How does it smell like Sprite but then taste like not Sprite?
That's that natural kind of flavor.
It's kind of messed up.
I think it's just so you fool yourself into thinking you're about to get something very flavorful. Now it's very unflavorful.
We are doing this a bit of a disservice because they aren't quite as cold as we would hope. But I
feel like this could be refreshing really, really cold.
You think?
Yeah.
There's something not pleasant about it to me. You feel the caffeine on it.
I'm curious to test this up against the other ones, but
I get what you're saying.
I'm not sure if it's just the bubbles yet. I want to, but I feel like I'm getting something in there. The weird thing is Perrier is mineral water, right?
Yeah,
and that's what I'm just not sure if it's minerals or if I'm tasting like caffeine.
Yeah,
this seems there's an aggressiveness to this, yeah, which makes me think that there's caffeine.
It does.
In that.
There's a little bit of an aftertaste that like mm-hmm. goes down like
feels
acid.
Like medicine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I literally feel like I'm taking medicine right now.
Ooh, like it really sticks around.
Yeah,
it tastes like children's stuff. A little,
a chalky sort of at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks okay. with you.
Well,
all right.
Let's keep rolling.
Ooh.
Okay, so this next one is not as clear. This is the one. How would you guys describe this? Very tiny bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like someone literally squeezed a lemon in here. It has that kind of. Like hue to it.
Yeah.
It smells citrusy, a little lemony, a little like cleaner, like house cleaner.
It
kind of
smells like weird iced tea mix.
It smells like kind of like Minute Maid lemonade to me.
Do you guys know what I'm saying about the cleaner?
Oh
boy. Oh, I'm excited to try this. You guys.
Oh. All right. So this is like a classic initial taste for 0.5 seconds is good, but then the aftertaste is just like Wax City, Nebraska.
It tastes like a fucked up. It's a fucked up iced tea with lemon flavor. You know?
I don't like that. That was my least favorite one.
You think it's an iced tea?
It's already at the bottom. I already know it's at the bottom for sure.
The very, okay, right when it hits your tongue, it is like lemon, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Hello,
true.
Lemon.
And then after, it's like other shit.
Is it going to fuck you up if Perrier is the brown one?
No, so Amada, I'm putting away like at least 4 cans of Perrier a day.
I mean, Perrier is delicious.
So,
are you into Pellegrino?
Not so much.
Have you
really
had the,
just these specific?
Have you had the flavored Pellegrino?
I haven't had the flavored Pellegrino.
Yo,
I gotta try those.
You might have to try that out. They got
where do you find the flavored ones? I always see the regular one.
I'm trying to think. I mean, you can certain like the sandwich place I go to actually kind of has them. I think you can get them in a grocery store now, but they have like blood orange. Mm-hmm. They have like lime. They got like
wait, these aren't the like super sugary. Drinks. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they definitely, I think, are sugary.
Okay, I've had those. Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are great.
All right, let's go to number three or C.
All right, let's get it.
I smell lime on this one.
Yeah, this is pure lime
this
essence
feels
on the nose.
Very clean.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious what this
is. Yeah, I know what this is.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the highball.
Yeah. Wait, I'm glad, though. This is good.
Like, it is. It's refreshing.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
I mean, and just by comparison, it's very interesting that
there's no weirdness on the back end of this.
Fucking core, if that's
I mean, this literally tastes like lemon lime. I mean, this literally tastes like lime and sparkling water.
Yeah.
And like nothing else.
I just finished his already.
I crushed mine.
You needed a little.
I thought it was delicious.
All right, let's go to this brown thing. What does this smell like?
That smells like tea.
What the fuck?
Dirty.
That does smell like tea.
Now, is one of these like claiming it's tea? Did I buy something weird?
Sparkling energy water.
Oh God, this smells like tea. That's giving me a headache, though. I'm gonna take a sip.
I mean, honestly, like, I don't know.
Huh? I don't. Wow.
Oh
no,
I
felt the zipper.
I didn't take my sip yet.
That is a lot to
deal
with.
This went right up the back of my skull.
Oh.
Did you feel that? Did you guys feel it like
literally
spiders crawling on the back of your head now?
Oh, they're on my shoulders for me.
They're in my back now. This is, oh my God.
Okay. Oh, that's got a zip to it.
Circle back to B, because I feel like these guys are kind of cousins, sort of.
Yeah. They're definitely cousins. The two cousins that your mom makes you play with on purpose, and you're just like, I don't want playing with them.
Yeah, these guys are too rough. I didn't grow up like this.
Yeah, those are the two cousins that you just don't fuck with.
I appreciate you wanting to spend time with me, but
it's like, I don't.
Oh, God.
Which is the one that had 1 billion milligrams of caffeine? This is the one.
Yeah, the Runa.
That's the hardest one, caffeine wise. Is this one had 100 in the 12 ounce? So that's 67.
I'm going to be tweaking for a while.
Honestly,
I'm feeling this.
That the brown one makes this other one taste great now.
No, exactly. Yeah, you circle back to B, and it's like
B tastes awesome.
Let's go back to A for a second.
Oh, and A now tastes like Perrier.
Mm-hmm.
It does sort of.
Interesting. That's so cool how that works.
Okay. I don't need to dwell on these too much. Let's talk about our favorites real quick. Ahmad, rate these top to bottom.
I mean, C is the one that I'm drinking for sure, on purpose.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
Should we almost pull that one out? We know that's Perrier. Or should we not pull it out? Because what if it is Perrier?
I mean,
it's fucking Perrier.
It has to be Perrier. Yeah.
So we're all agreeing.
We're all agreeing.
We might be wrong, but.
Right.
I mean, all I know is that was literally the one that was textbook sparkling water with a lime flavor to it.
Yeah.
And it felt like there was nothing more, nothing less. I didn't feel anything extra on that.
Can we all agree, too, if we were rating these top to bottom, Perrier would be at the top of what we would pick to drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's the one I would definitely opt to drink out of all of these.
So
even
pull
as
those
a tea
out.
Fan and Arnold Palmer fan, because I think that's just important to note, because I feel like these B and D both had sort of weird lemony tea notes to them, not watery notes and not limey things.
No,
and nothing about it said okay. Anyway, so
any
favorites about A, B, or D?
Yeah,
going back to A, I would say A is now the most neutral tasting energy drink I've had, or whatever, because normally they usually all have some sort of really crazy aftertaste. And it feels like let me try one more time and see. I feel like I like A's aftertaste a little more than B's aftertaste. Even though A's aftertaste feels a little bit stronger, but something about it feels more neutral and not really much of a thing besides it being kind of just crispy and a little bitter.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if B has stevia or something else
in
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I just said a sip of B. It's got to be stevia.
Yeah. Is that same as aspartame or whatever?
Sort of.
It's like a natural version of those things.
Yeah.
A sweetener.
100% has that.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't think I really like that taste. I've never been into the artificial or not artificial sweeteners. I just like sugar or no sugar.
So would you go, and I did these backwards. That's weird, but.
So
would you go?
I would go A.
A.
I literally would put it, if I had to rank them, we would go A, B, D.
A, B, D.
Yeah.
What about you, Josh?
Yeah. I'm not, none of these do it for me. I'll say that for sure. I guess if I had to get off
coffee. If you had to pick one. Well, no. Let's say you're so thirsty. You're over at my house.
I'm
you open
so
up
sleepy,
the fridge.
Though.
And there's these three. You have to pick one. And you know what all three taste like. Which one are you grabbing?
Oh, fuck. I guess I'm grabbing A. Yeah, I want the unsweetened.
Yeah.
Me too.
Same. It's the closest one that tastes like Perrier.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate any of these. None of them grossed me out, but none of them were particularly appealing.
Yeah.
They gross me out. These do nothing for me. I would never buy one of these.
Yeah,
no. I would not spend money on this.
This over a a Red Bull just slays this.
I'll tell you, I would even just do a 5-hour energy drink and just say fuck it, just do the shot and get it over with if I needed all that caffeine.
I mean, Red Bull's pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Actually, it was hard for me to kick out Red Bull out of my life because I actually really liked Red Bull.
Interesting. Yeah, and I go back and forth on the flavor of it. I'm not crazy about it, but I can.
The new flavors are. Have you guys done all?
I like the blueberry.
No, we haven't done a flight of those yet.
You need to do that.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
There's one that's a tropical.
Oh.
Passion fruit mango one, and it's crack. It's like so good. Like I actually have to mentally tell myself not to get it when I go there just because it's like too much.
Okay.
Done.
We'll do it. All right. Well, these are not.
I feel like we're all kind of on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
ABD, right?
Yeah. 100%.
All right. Let's guess what these are.
Okay.
So what are the brands again? We've got
Highball.
Highball, Runa.
Runa. And Guru.
Okay. Guru is called Organic Sparkling Lime Energy Water. Okay. If that's a hint. Whoops. Runa. Original.
Brown juice spills out.
Runa Clean Energy, and there's a leaf on it.
Curious.
Okay. Could powered be a tea by leaf.
Guayusa.
That's probably.
That might be a big hint.
Yeah.
And then Highball Energy, sparkling energy water. So to me, it is a tough call between the Highball and the.
Organic.
And the organic. So the Runa one. You guys mind if I start?
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
The Runa one, I think, is brown. The yes. D.
The Runa right. brown.
Yeah, that's the only one that doesn't really say, because it says a hint of lime and has that leaf on it, so it's got to be the one that's just like an energy drink.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So, and then I'm going to go B is Highball. Mm. A is Guru.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I'm going to go that A is actually Highball only because I see that it says unsweetened on the can.
Mm.
Okay. And I don't know the other one did. I didn't look at it, but it is right in my face.
Okay. Got it. All right. I think that's good.
It's actually good. For me, I would still go Highball with B because of the lemon aspect. And I taste more lemon in B.
Oh, okay.
Than I do in A.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. All right. Let's see.
What do you got?
Dots. I've got one dot.
One dot. I guess we all know we've got one. Oh, one dot on the Highball.
Hey-o! Hey, okay. Somebody who got that? Did we get that?
Yeah.
Or did no? I think Josh
the one
got
who
it.
Lost yeah. it.
No, I got it. I said what? It's Highball because it's unsweetened. That was
oh,
the one
oh, yeah, wow.
The crystal clear.
Whoa.
Okay.
Nice.
Guru.
Good call.
Has four dots. So.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, the Guru.
Yeah, that's B.
Okay.
So Guru is
so,
B.
So, Ahmad, then, we flipped them. Josh
yeah,
got them right.
Okay. Yeah, and nice,
so
dude.
So, Runa's brown.
Runa. Runa's
what
the,
are you thinking? Jesus.
Runa doo-doo. By the way, that was the one we all said, like, had spiders crawling on us. And that's the one with 120 milligrams in this little 8-ounce can.
I mean,
so, they're not fucking around.
No.
This is four Coca-Colas in 8 ounces.
It's for people who strictly do not want to enjoy their beverage, but want a lot of caffeine. That's all that is.
Right, yeah. Like they still want to drink something. Because to me, right, you could take no-dose or do a 5-hour energy drink, but you're like, no, I guess I still want to drink something. I just don't want to enjoy it.
Right.
That's what's interesting is literally. Like, this is like, you know, sold at Whole Foods. It's very much branded as like a, you know, kind of like a Whole Foodsy type thing.
For sure.
And it's clean energy.
And it says like non-GMO, fair trade, et cetera, et cetera.
There's no one like actually like waking up and being like, I'm so glad I'm about to have this Runa.
Like it's who like, is oh, drinking like, this?
Somebody invested their fucking life savings into developing Runa. Like that's their royalty, these fucking people.
Well, the people who are, I'll tell you exactly who's drinking Runa, is people who are trying to be super health conscious, who like are like yeah like healthier shit it's supposed to taste like that but at least I'm not putting anything garbage in my body but I'm getting all the caffeine that I would get
that's true with my like quadruple latte
yeah all right. So there that people are like I'm down to down this tank because at least I know it's all organic and it's all good for me and it's
for
not
sure.
bad and that's it like they're biting the bullet kind of
let me read you their like kind of little info on this is kind of interesting so this leaf actually is a leaf called Guayusa leaf okay
Oh.
So check this out. Clean energy is how we describe what Amazonian hunters call the mental strength and courage they get from drinking Guayusa, a super leaf naturally packed with caffeine and antioxidants. The compounds in Guayusa give you sustained and focused energy. Mm. No harsh chemicals, no feeling burned out later, just organic, healthy energy from a leaf. Huh. Now...
I'm going to take another sip of this.
I don't think I could ever do the test, but I wonder, I can't believe that you drink a can of this and then you don't crash later. But they're saying you don't.
We'll find out.
I mean...
But we only just had sips of it. It's not like we're pounding this.
I still got enough of it in my bones at this time of
I'll just take another sip of it. I don't know, man.
It's fucked up, right?
It's pretty fucked up. It tastes like dates. Like literally the fruit date. If there was like a sparkling date water, is what it tastes like.
Oh, God.
Yeah, literally. It sounds
like
you're
giving. I think sparkling date water would taste so much better.
I do too. Yeah, yeah. It feels like it'd be sweet at least.
And, that's true. That's true. Oh, I don't know. I just don't know how anyone would purposefully like. I mean, I do, but like, come on.
And I also want to say that I feel like I picture Roro has been slamming these Perriers like crazy as a substitute for coffee, not because it gives you energy. You know, it doesn't give you caffeine, but like you do like the little bit of a zip that just like the bubbles.
Yeah. It's nice having like enough. A bubbly. Yeah, yeah. I would have been the perfect candidate to be seduced by one of these if they were like, if it was really tasty and it was like, oh, but it has a little caffeine in it. Yeah. But no, these are not for me at all.
Nope.
No.
All right, let's do a couple of voicemails, gang.
Whoop, whoop.
Let's see what we got here.
Hey guys, this is Totally Wicked Mom from Massachusetts. Just finished listening to your Strawberry Shootout. Love all your, actually all the podcasts. Calling because I can't believe intern Josh was right near the Polar factory because I live right around there. Would have loved to see him. And
bet you would. Yourself. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't we all like to see intern Josh?
Ooh. Like next time I'll do a meet and greet at the Polar facility.
Yeah, it is. It's shame on you for not taking a tour or meeting up with some of our listeners and doing something at the Polar factory. Polar makes sparkling water. It's only on the East Coast, but it has kind of a cult following. Josh drove by the factory, didn't stop.
I could not stop. Had the wee lad. He was mid 6-hour drive. There was just no way that stop was on the agenda.
That's real.
Shows where your priorities are.
Hey Roro, hey JoJo, it's Charlie in Boston calling in with an answer to this week's Brian's question. He asked why you weren't drinking Framboise during your peach schnapps phase, and that's because it's super expensive. Framboise is the ingredient in one of my favorite cocktails, the Floradora, which is Framboise, gin, and lime juice, and ginger ale. Tastes like a raspberry lime Ricky with gin. It's great, you should have some. But that holy hand grenade that Josh mentioned is $35. You could get 4 bottles of peach schnapps for that price. Thanks, guys, and go fuck yourself.
Interesting.
That's the answer, for sure. Fire.
Okay, so if it's $35 for that little thing, right? Mm-hmm. But you're not using big amounts of that liqueur, are you?
Drinks? Not in your. But if,
so
yeah.
That might last you a while, right?
For sure, as an adult as a responsible bar owner, sure. But like as a kid who's just like, I'm gonna chug this green apple pucker and just get fucked up. Absolutely, you're not spending $35 on that trip. You're spending $8.99.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do another one, guys.
Hey, Roro and JoJo. This is Valerie in Austin. I was calling about the episode with the doctor. It killed me that you guys constantly pronounced it reunite. It's almost like you didn't see all the commercials in the 70s and 80s. Reunite, so nice. Guys, that was wrong. It's reunite, so nice. Reunite, so nice. I may be extra familiar with this product, though, because the parent company sent me on a week-long wine trip through Italy to all their production facilities when I was in college. So, the other thing is, when you were talking to the doctor, you mentioned syringes, and it made me remember, as a kid, I used to always drink stuff through a syringe. So I'd take one, I'd like suck up like iced tea or something and shoot it into my mouth. And I mentioned this at work the next day, and 3 other people at my job also did this. So this may or may not be a phenomenon. All right, well, have a good day. Bye.
Where are all these kids getting syringes?
That's what I want to know. Right. Who's got the,
Maybe they're like medicine syringes for like kids' Tylenol. Like I've got those lying around the house.
I mean, for what it's worth, like if some beverage company decided to like package their shit in syringes, I probably would buy it.
Oh,
that should be an energy product, right?
Shit, that would be the perfect energy product.
Yeah, give me 20 cc's of that.
Yeah,
I mean, syringe packaging.
Syringe packaging for energy shots would be incredible. If you call it the energy shot, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
come on, guys. I need to be on this show a little more.
I'm
just saying.
That was a good idea.
You seem to have two brilliant billion-dollar ideas.
Is there a third of that?
Let's go. Hey,
I'm
going to need help on
this. What could Ahmad call his energy shots?
Ooh.
I mean, really, I should have the shots because, you know, I'm Dr. Rosen.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, can you just give me that idea?
Yeah, go for it. Just give me like...
I just totally... what was he going to say? 50%. No?
Just like, I'm going to need some, definitely some money on the back end, and you got to let me like be on the creative marketing end so we can get the branding on Fleet.
So you want
to
be...
You got to get your dad in on naming.
Yeah. Creative, you want like, something to do with naming. Like 5%. I'll cut you in 5%.
Like, what if we call it like Synergy or something?
Guys,
like,
don't Serenergy. Give away this gold on me.
Serenergy.
Serenergy.
No, that's not, no, it's not smooth. That's no royalty.
No, no. It's not. Oh, well... We're not going to have another royalty, guys.
Wouldn't
that
you just call them energy shots?
Energy? Yeah, actually, honestly, energy shot. Yeah. Yeah, we were over.
Sorry,
we were definitely
Josh.
Overthinking that.
Was
I'm
this
sorry.
Actually Josh's idea
yeah,
now?
It totally
sorry,
was.
Sorry,
it totally
Josh.
Was. Oh, Josh
boy.
Is in on this now.
Wow. Oh, thanks. Now I'm in.
Wow.
God.
Sorry.
You originally called it energy shots,
yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I took it to face value, but now that I think about it, that definitely makes the most
sorry,
sense.
Sorry, Josh.
It's okay. Called the vaccine. I don't know.
You are just the intern, though.
That's true. I don't get much.
Energy
shots. That's pretty fucking solid.
Yeah.
And you just, they'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would, and honestly, Kyle, you're talking about, like, I would have taken any one of these as a concentrated, like, syringe shot than drinking it and trying to, like, pretend
yeah,
like I
exactly.
enjoyed it.
I think
it.
You could really zap that to the back of your palate and then chase it with something. You'd be so much happier.
And then you could shoot it up all other places.
Yeah, you could
shoot nostrils.
Up.
You can really go off.
You
I mean,
can go crazy.
Sure. You can
we'll
go,
cover it on our other podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah
on Snifter.
Yeah.
What was it?
Snifter. Yeah.
Snifter.
Oh, yeah, looking for a snifter. Subscribe. Go to iTunes to subscribe.
Wow.
Rate and review, please.
Interesting. Yeah, all sorts of fun energy stuff
and
you could do
I
with an energy
I
want to
know
shot.
How you got sent on a college trip. By the way,
what is Reuniti again? I
Reuniti
know that episode
was
the
Lambrusco. It was the Lambrusco, the Lost. It was the Screwtop one that was like the only one available at BevMo.
Oh.
And it's interesting. It's amazing. It's the most imported wine in America, or the biggest selling wine in America in the 70s and 80s. But like that they sent a college student on this trip to a bunch of wineries in Italy. Why would you dare to send people to like the source of the good stuff and then be like, oh, we have this like fizzy grape juice that we also sell. But you just spent a week at all these like incredible Italian vineyards and just be like, oh, yeah. And by the way, this is the product of all those things that we chose to make and sell.
Yeah, it is weird.
That is super weird. Didn't even
Very
think
weird.
About that.
It's well, weird. It is weird and kind of sad that Reuniti was so big.
Yeah.
And then gone.
Gone. Now it is one bottle's width on the shelf at BevMo.
Where it used to be the most imported wine.
They could have just had a store called Reuniti and
they
probably would have.
They had television commercials.
Man. Yeah.
Tens of millions. Have you ever heard of Reuniti?
No.
No.
No. Tens of millions of bottles sold.
That's life. We're all so fickle, you know?
Said it. One day you're on top, next day, bottom shelf.
All right, let's get to one of our favorite segments of the show, one of the last segment of the show, and that segment is called Brian's Question. So when we started the show, my brother-in-law sent us 100 questions, and we've been chipping away at this list.
Amazing.
So here we go. This week's question. What is the appropriate ratio of food cost to wine cost?
Well... There is that, like the Carl's Jr. in Vegas, or the In-N-Out. What is it? Carl's Jr. in Vegas that has the, like the $6,000 burger or $600 burger. It's like a, you can get like a meal that's like a burger and fries plus like a bottle of Dom or something like that or Cristal for $600.
So that's like definitely
highbrow,
not
lowbrow.
It.
That's You're, off. It's certainly
right.
off.
That is definitely like the.
So, I mean, is he asking, should the wine. Should a single bottle, let's pretend this is just like a world-traveling Renaissance man, right?
All
right. That has lots of money.
Brian. Yes.
And he's going into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
What's his ratio, I guess? You know what I mean? So let's sure. do to a meal, yep. to so a
his,
bottle of
his
wine.
His own meal. Like we're not talking about doing it with anybody else.
Well, no.
Just
maybe that's if that's easier to do the math. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I think just, it might be easier.
Because right. it's like there's it's two a, scenarios.
You take yeah. your... Oh, I see. Because
there's like if you're getting a bottle of
yeah, no,
wine.
Yeah, no, he's getting a bottle. He's
getting
a bottle.
For himself?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say okay. it's two people. Two people go out to dinner. You got your aunt. Like you're going to split a bottle of wine either way. How much are you spending on that bottle of wine versus
with,
how much you
taking both
your,
meals into account?
Let's just say how, yeah. much you, how much. What's your average entree costing, and just figure you multiply that times two.
So, if a fancy place, we'll say like $25 per entree.
I like it. So $50 for food. Let's say if you're going out two
uh-huh.
people,
mm-hmm. and then how much is that wine costing?
$35 for the bottle. $40.
That's a nice ratio.
I could say I think you could almost just say it equals the cost of an entree, or maybe
one to one.
One, it could be that. If you're, I think if you're trying to boss up, it could be one to one. Actually, if you're trying to boss up, you can, yeah, you can
two to one wine to food.
Yeah, you can definitely double up on the wine over the food.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to keep it cool and casual, like mm-hmm. I would say, same amount or maybe just a hair less.
For sure. Like an Italian.
What do bottles usually start at like a just a decent Italian restaurant?
I feel like if you're going like family Italian spot, it could be like $12 for a bottle of wine. Right. But like if you're out at a slightly fancier, maybe date ready spot, probably $30.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like, yeah, I'm definitely, I'm sure it'll be like,
and then like
30.
A steakhouse is probably like $50 entry point, 40 or so. Yeah. Right. Cause that is about the cost of the,
but see, it almost does seem like one to one if it was one person. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like at a steak place, you're, if you're getting a really nice steak and a side, that's going to be $50 and you get mm-hmm. a $50 bottle of wine.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's four glasses of wine.
My comfort zone is I wouldn't want to go over 2 to 1 wine to food.
Right.
Then I'm absolutely. Like, I'm not, I just can't spend, I'm not a big wine guy, but I'd be right. uncomfortable if I'm with other people and they're ordering wine that's like $100 a bottle. It's just not my jam right now.
Yeah.
It's too much.
That's overall OD. Yeah. I wouldn't do that either.
I never thought about it though. That was a good Brian's question, but I think 1 to 1 is the goal for me because I'm not trying to overshoot it, but I would like to maybe enjoy some wine with my meal.
Yeah. So on last week's podcast, I said the only way I was going to communicate with Brian and setting him up for episode 101 was through the podcast, and it worked.
Well, okay.
So he hit me up. He's still listening to the show, which is great. Thanks, Brian.
Good news.
Brian, let me know if like a weekday is better for you or weekend, and then I'll send you some options. That's what we need to know, Brian.
We'll go over the calendar on the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we'll send you the options on next week's episode, and then you can let me know.
The following week, and then we'll be there.
Great.
Amazing.
Ahmad, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So how do people find you? What is your Snapchat?
Everything, as far as I know, everything should be Ahmad Royal. IMADROYAL.
Mm, I love it. And what's the latest jam that's out right now?
Latest jam is a song called Bad For You.
I know that one.
Tight. I'm very excited about it. Thank you. It's like got some reggae vibes, but with some hip hop drums and stuff.
That's just perfect for your Labor Day party, people.
Is that what we should go out with? Like, what song should we go out with?
Yeah, we can go. We can go out with Bad For You, I think. We can do that.
All right, sweet.
Or like, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to throw, you're about to hear Bad For You. JoJo, do you got anything you want to tell the people?
I want to tell you that Runa is bad for you.
Yeah. Runa is bad for you. When is it? This is going to drop.
But Perrier, I got it bad for you. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Let's go.
Shit, I don't think I got anything. All right, so check them out. And listeners,
go fuck yourself.
Mamacita, I'm pleased to meet ya. I know I'm only 5'8", but please believe ya. Boy, gon' put it down, 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 down. Hey, mamacita, my deepest fear is wasting time on all those girls. It isn't real, but I keep on round, 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 round. I got it bad, 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 bad for you. You know I got it bad, 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 bad for you. I like them tall, I like them smart, I like them all, just play your part. I don't play eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Found a one, can't let her go, and she's my little angel. Her halo made of mistletoe, and careful cause she dangerous. Keep strings on me, Pinocchio. It's bad, bad for you, bad, bad for you. Someone call my mother, call the priest, and call the lawyer. Everybody in attendance, I do, I say it for you. Cause one thing that I know, I got it bad, bad for you. Hey, mamacita, I'm pleased to meet ya. I like the way you walk and talk and all your features. You got that smile, don't need a reason. I got it bad for you, girl, I think I need ya. You know I got it bad, bad, bad.
down, 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 down. Hey, mamacita, my deepest fear is wasting time on all those girls. It isn't real.